This is Fresh Air. In a little while, we'll meet the actor who plays Flat Top in the movie Dick Tracy. But first, there aren't many blues musicians who made the transition from backcountry blues to the electric urban blues of the 1950s. Rock historian Ed Ward says he can think of only two, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. Muddy Waters may be the better-known musician, but Ed says Howlin' Wolf was just as good.
He was born somewhere in Mississippi in 1910 and named Chester Arthur Burnett after the 21st president. His family were tenant farmers, and eventually young Chester found himself on the same farm as Charlie Patton, one of the most legendary of all Delta blues men. Chester had just gotten a guitar, and Charlie taught him a little bit. He learned harmonica from Rice Miller, who later married Chester's half-sister, and at one point he and Rice traveled with Robert Johnson, the greatest Delta musician of all. But it wasn't until he was 38 years old and had most of a lifetime of farming and weekend playing behind him that Chester Burnett moved to West Memphis, Arkansas, and became a professional musician.
Yeah, somebody knocking on my door.
He'd taken the name Howlin' Wolf from a little-known blues man named J.T. Smith and found himself a band of men half his age. His reputation was such that when Sam Phillips opened the Memphis Recording Service, Wolf and his band became one of the first acts he recorded. He sent the master tape of Moanin' at Midnight to Chess Records, a brand-new blues label in Chicago. It was an immediate smash, although sales were hurt by the fact that Wolf had recorded it again for another label, which released it as Morning at Midnight. But Chess had another classic in the can, which became one of the top records of 1952. Were simply country blues records, electrified and overlaid with some very basic urban blues sounds, like the piano on How Many More Years, played by Ike Turner. They struck a responsive chord in the masses of rural black people who'd moved north to Chicago, and the Chess Brothers let Wolf know that if he'd make the move himself, he'd soon be a huge star. He couldn't convince his band to make the move, but he did it himself, leaving town in a brand new Cadillac with $3,900 in cash in his pocket. The Chess Brothers were right. Wolf became a big star, almost as big as his rival, Muddy Waters. He recorded with Muddy's band at first, but soon he brought up Willie Jackson and Hubert Sumlin, two guitarists he'd worked with in the South, and they became part of his sound.
If you're a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone, something just ain't right, that's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Wolf played harmonica, although not as well as his teacher, who was now calling himself Sonny Boy Williamson and also living in Chicago, and sang in a voice that was such a distillation of darkness that it was instantly recognizable. He wrote most of his material, and he and Hubert Sumlin, the guitarist he called his son, did the arrangements, which were as off the wall as Wolf himself.
Well,
While some people might ask what Smokestack Lightning is, the musicians on that session were probably wondering when Wolf would erupt with the next verse. As late as this record, 1956, he still had that country blues feel. But the audience was becoming more sophisticated, what with rock and roll on one side and Muddy Waters' more complex approach to blues on the other. Wolf was told to modernize or get lost, and Hubert Sumlin came to the rescue with a distorted guitar sound that was the perfect compromise. Throughout the 60s, Wolf continued to sell enough records to keep Chess happy, although they did once force him to record a shameful psychedelic album that was decried by his old and his new fans. He toured and did some of the blues festivals that young white fans were organizing, but his time had passed as a popular figure. Remote, often bitter and peculiar acting, Wolf was revered and feared by people who heard him. He died in 1976, one of the last blues singers with roots in the Mississippi Delta tradition.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.